بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We have discussed the laws pertaining to janazah, everything related to the deceased person. We started off by discussing the laws of the muhtabar, the one to whom death has approached, the manner in which he will be treated, and the rules pertaining to him when he is in that state of sakarat al-maut, and what happens immediately after that. We went on to discuss the ghusl, and then the kafan, the burial. And we spoke of the rules and laws pertaining to visiting the graveyard. And now we move on to certain masail related to the deceased person, and that is Isal al-Sawab. We have learned this word, Isal al-Sawab. What does it mean, Isal al-Sawab? Isal means to convey, to make something reach from one point to another point. That is called Isal, conveying, sending. And Sawab, we all know what is the meaning of Sawab. So Isal al-Sawab means the conveying of reward, meaning you perform a deed, an act, on behalf of somebody else with the intention that the reward of that deed reaches somebody else. That is called Isal al-Sawab. Now, firstly, whenever one wishes to make Isal al-Sawab, if you want to perform a deed for somebody, give sadaqah and then make niyyah, and intend that the thawab goes to somebody else, the first thing you must understand is you are allowed to do that only with a voluntary act, not a compulsory act. For example, if you perform Salatul Fajr, you cannot make niyyah that the thawab of Fajr Salah be conveyed to somebody else. Or for example, your zakah, which is an obligatory act, you cannot intend the reward of zakah to be conveyed to anyone. Or hajj, the fast of Ramadan, and so on and so forth. So that's the first thing we must understand. Only the reward of voluntary acts can be conveyed to another. Secondly, you can make Isal al-Thawab for the living and for the dead. Sometimes we feel that we can only make Isal al-Thawab, we can only perform an act on behalf of somebody if that person can no longer perform that act. No, even though that person has the means, has the ability, has the strength, has the time to do that act, you can still do it on behalf of that person. So you want to perform a voluntary act on behalf of your parents and they are alive, you can do so. And the proof for that is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he performed qurbani. He did one qurbani for himself and his family, and the second qurbani he did on behalf of his ummah, his entire ummah, those who passed away, those who were living, and those who were still to come. As far as the reward reaching the deceased are concerned, what type of deeds? So we have learned voluntary deeds, but there are many voluntary deeds that we can perform. There are certain voluntary deeds that are of a monetary nature. For example, sadaqah, charity, qurbani, these are all of a monetary nature. Then you have certain deeds that are not of a monetary nature. Recitation of the Quran, remembering Allah, fasting. You have some deeds that are a combination of both, monetary plus physical engagement. For example, umrah or hajj, that's a combination of both. According to the vast majority of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, including the four Imams of Fiqh, all types of voluntary deeds are such that you can convey the reward of the you can convey the reward to another person. So whether it is of a monetary nature, a combination of both monetary contribution plus physical contribution, or only physical contribution, all types of voluntary deeds are such that their rewards can be conveyed to someone else, to the next person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, that when a person passes away, in qata'a amalu, his deeds cease. In other words, it's obvious, he can no longer perform any good deeds. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are three ways through which that person can still benefit. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, sadaqa jariyah. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, aw ilmun yuntafa' bih, knowledge, which is practiced upon, which he taught to somebody, and that knowledge is practiced upon. This is very important. And we should take advantage of this. Sometimes I have a child, I have a grandchild, I have a nephew, I have a niece. Let me spend a few minutes teaching them how to make wudu. Can you imagine for the rest of that child's life, whenever he or she makes wudu, you will receive the reward. Or teach them one chapter of the Quran. Or teach them how to properly pray to rak'ah of salah. This is an investment that you have right before you. And it costs you nothing. Just a few minutes or a few moments of your time. Teaching this to others. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that's a great source of investment for you after you have passed away. And thirdly, and this is the point that we want to make, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, or the child that makes istighfar, makes dua on behalf of the parent. So from here we learn, dua benefits the deceased person, and they await that deed. They are waiting for it. So we must, whenever we perform a voluntary deed, we must send the thawab to our parents. We must send the thawab to our near and dear ones, our relatives, and so on and so forth, because they are waiting for that, and you do not lose the reward. We must remember that. Sometimes we feel that if I am going to convey the thawab of every voluntary act to somebody else, then I will not be rewarded for it. No, you receive the full reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that reward and gives the full share of that reward to the person whom it was conveyed to. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells a certain sahabi who came and said to him that his mother had passed away. And he says, I believe, she passed away suddenly, and he says, I believe if she had lived, she would have given out some sadaqah, meaning she would have made a bequest that portion of her estate must be given in sadaqah, but she did not have the opportunity to do so. Can I give sadaqah on her behalf? Rasulullah says, go ahead, do so. Give charity on her behalf, it will benefit her. Another sahabi comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, what's the best charity that I can give on my mother who has passed away? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, provide water for people, give people water to drink, the best voluntary act that you can do on behalf of a deceased person, especially a deceased parent. Another hadith which teaches us that recitation of the Quran benefits the deceased person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you visit the grave of your parents and you recite Surah Yasin, you recite Surah Yasin while visiting them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. Another hadith says, when you go to the maqbara, when you go to the grave, and you recite Surah to Yasin, and you convey the reward to all those buried in that graveyard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lighten and reduce the punishment of those who are experiencing any form of punishment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after you have buried the person, then recite Surah Al-Fatiha at the head side, and the closing ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah at the feet side. So all these ahadith teach us that even recitation of the Quran is such a noble act, the reward of which can be conveyed to a deceased person. May Allah grant us the understanding.